Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's get to BetQL Daily with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Robinson, back for the captain, Tyler Adams. Austin McKinney, Des making a big run. It's meant for him. Des is snuck in behind. Des into the middle. Pulisic scores! Might have paid the price.
Welcome on in BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network, presented, as always, by BetMGM. Joe O, Joe Gier, and Hawks are with you on a Thursday. A lot to get to today. Thursday Night Football tonight. The Bills and the Patriots. We'll get to that game and give you our thoughts on the side total. Props coming up in a little bit. A couple of great guests today. Ian McMillan's going to join us in about 20 minutes. Very excited to talk to Ian about the NFL, about his Falcons, about any tattoo bets he might have out there, and his standing, or his girlfriend's standing, in Joe O's Survivor pool. So we'll get to that. Jimmy Patsos. We haven't caught up with Jimmy Patsos in a while. I can't wait. 11 a.m. Eastern. I'm sure with a lot of stories to tell from the basketball world. So we'll do that. We can start with some basketball here. The World Cup, obviously, now in the round of 16. Joe, and I know on a personal front, you have some elf issues at home. So we have that going on as well. It's that time of year. I mean, I'm dealing with it too. I got him over here. It's happening.
Are you sick? Are you sick now? You sound a little under the weather.
I'm all right. I'm okay.
You're okay. Everybody's sick. Yeah. I put up a good fight last night. I was like, come on. Our oldest is 10. He knows. He won't admit that he knows, but he knows. Right. I've heard him and his friends talk about it. They know what's going on. But he's also too smart, so he realizes that if I put it out there that I know the gig and it's up, then I'm going to get less presents. So I'll just play along with my younger sister. And I just saw her. She just my daughter just came down. I'm fine with it. I play it up like I hate the thing. But right now I'm fine with it because she's super excited. Because she was like, have you been upstairs today? I'm like, no, why? She's like, you're going to be mad.
Wait, she doesn't know you're always mad?
No, I play it up like I hate the elves and they ruin my life and I want them the hell out of my house and all this stuff. And, because they're always causing some damage in the house. The only annoying part is fun overall. The only annoying part is like when you get to December 20th and everybody's out of ideas because you got to come up with something new every single night for people that don't know that the elves got into mischief overnight and they're destroying your home in some way. And you're trying to come up with some creative thing that they did. And I guess they haven't realized that usually mine involves them dying, like them hanging from the ceiling fan or. But like that's the part that I'm going to be like, oh, come on. Yeah, a weeknight, like right before Christmas, like we're out of ideas and then we're scrambling like, 11, 12 at night trying to figure out what to do with these damn elves. But overall, it's still fun. And down the road, once they finally realize everything, I won't miss it.
I'm actually happy this came up because I was asking a friend of mine who has kids, and I was like, do I have to get that elf thing? Like, when do you not start yet. That? Because
not yet.
Okay, good. Because I am with you, Joe O. I'm actually not looking forward to it. I mean, I have enough going on, you know, prepping for the show and things at night. I don't want to come up with these creative ideas for my daughter about what this elf is doing and write little notes and whatever they have to do for this.
So,
Joji, have you been in scenarios where you both forgot, you passed out, and then in the morning you're like rushing to do something, you just kind of throw them against the wall?
It just happened yesterday. So what happens is we both fall asleep, right? And then I'm usually up early walking our dog. So I get the text message like, oh no, we forgot, right? And then like trying to keep them awake. And then I got to run in the house and figure it out at like 6 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you're right. The reaction and all that that makes it worth it, right? It's fun and they love it. And they're the right age before they get too much older. But yes, when it's right. 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, oh hell, what am I supposed to do with this thing now? Yes,
yeah,
that happens.
I'm just thinking about a few weeks from now, right? You just do the stupidest stuff. It is easier now because it's been around for so long. Like you could Google or look up on Pinterest, yeah. And people have some really really fun ideas, stuff like, you know, sugar or marshmallows or, you know, honey or, you know, doing some damage that I'm gonna have to clean up in the house.
Right. It is ironic that we make the mess that we have to then clean up.
Right.
Nothing out of right. it. Right. It's funny. All right. Let's get to one quick thing here, and then we'll get back to hopefully on track here with some college basketball, NBA stuff. It's some NFL injury notes from yesterday, along with the World Cup. But Jake has beef with an Amazon commercial. I mean, this feels like it fits here more than any other place in the show today. So let's just get to it. Jake, what did you want to tell us about?
Okay. So I texted the group chat yesterday about how, because last year, people will remember that we had beef with the Chipotle commercial that killed off the family in the commercial, and it was like really weird and dark for no reason. I have another one. I don't know why this is happening again. Amazon, famously really great and ethical company, they made this commercial where that the kid like has the snow globe, and then the dad like shreds up all this paper and creates a snow globe inside their shed or something for the kid, and it's like this wonderful Christmas experience. I got complaints about this commercial because first of all, snow globe, like the kid's weirdly attached to the snow globe, takes it to school, sleeps with it. Yeah. Pick something else. First of all, it's a snow globe. Grow up. Second of all, at one point in the commercial, the dad like puts his hat or like gloves down by this picture frame. It's like a nice family picture with the dad and the son and the mom. The mom doesn't make an appearance in the commercial at all. So it's very clear that the mother is deceased, passed on, not in real life in the picture anymore. What is the deal with killing family members off of these Christmas commercials? It doesn't make sense. I get it. I'm seasonally depressed. I'm sad already. I don't need these commercials making it even worse that this kid's mom, fake mom, is dead, and now he has to snuggle a snow globe about it. What are we doing here?
It's a lot. That feels like a lot for a Christmas commercial. For 30 seconds, it feels like a lot to tug
so
at that many emotions.
Weird.
Is the mom a ghost now?
Or was she taken by aliens?
Well, that's the real question. All right, so you know, I think this is a good start to the show today. I mean, we got off to it as talking elves and commercials. We're rolling on Thursday.
Jake wants every commercial for around Christmas, every movie, to be about the wholesome family, good cheesy story at the end.
No,
is
that's
that right?
Worse. Just I don't need family members killed off. Left. I mean, the Chipotle one was way worse because
You don't know that she was killed, though. You're assuming.
I think she was brutally murdered in the street.
Christmas mystery.
This isn't a Batman origin story.
Sorry, I was just watching the Dahmer stuff, so that's top of mind.
Oh, God.
I quit. I gave up. Well,
did you?
I didn't actively give up,
did.
But I just didn't continue, if that makes sense. Yeah. I was just like, this is a lot.
It fell by the wayside.
Yeah.
It was a lot. It was. I was kind of like, okay, are we almost at the end here? But it wasn't bad. But anyways, it did remind me about how good Dexter was. That third season was phenomenal. If anybody watched,
my parents love it. They named their dog after Dexter, and the dog is crazy too. I'm like, you shouldn't have named your dog after Dexter.
I was gonna say, either you hated the show or you hate the dog, because just the
I hated the dog.
We could see that in your face, like that dumb dog.
Yeah, he's going to attack my daughter. He's a liability. Get him out of here.
There are a few people that named their dogs Dexter because of that show. Man, they loved it that much.
My mom loved that show, yeah.
I don't know where to go after Dexter the dog. I don't know the transition after Dexter the dog.
It was a good show. I enjoyed it. I missed it at its end. Happy Christmas, everyone. Happy December.
It is December. It's officially silly season on BetQL Daily. That is for sure. All right. What do we want to go? We want to hit on some NBA from last night, college basketball. What hit you more? We had Ohio State Duke last night, which I was watching a little bit of. Duke beat Ohio State. Indiana held off North Carolina, who's not off to a good start after what they did last year. Notre Dame, Michigan State. Joe, I know you said you were going to maybe watch a little bit of that. They beat Michigan State. So I thought last night was a pretty good college basketball night.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
It's pretty good. I also, you know, paid attention to the NBA. I'm like, yeah, I should probably not bet the NBA for a little bit. God, that Boston juggernaut, it just continues. Yes. 134 last night. Like, they're just, geez, they are just such a juggernaut. Yeah, so I ended up paying closer attention to that. And we only get one game tonight. Isn't that very odd? One Thursday night game?
And it's the Mavericks and Pistons?
What? They're just like, pass, NFL, go take all the sports audience tonight, I guess. It was weird.
Have they done that more? I feel like the last couple of years they've shifted to Tuesday until the NFL ends. And then when the NFL ends, they go back to heavy Thursday? Are they just trying to counter-program?
Last Thursday, they took off for Thanksgiving last week.
Right.
A couple weeks ago was a crap slate. So you might be right. It was Pistons, Clippers, Suns, Kings, Nets, Blazers. Maybe they're just like, who cares? Nobody's, for the most part, only our diehards are watching right now. Right. Let's save the good matchups and the primetime spots for later on in the year for the last few months of the regular season.
I have something in the NBA I want to bring up. So Devin Booker scores 51 points in three quarters. You can find him at like 35-1 for MVP. And I feel like that's some good value. Mm-hmm. Now, how much do we trust the Suns after what we've seen? You know, a couple years ago, they're in the finals, right? And like that was, they got some luck due to all these other teams with some major injuries. And then last year, they're out, you know, in the playoffs, losing to the Mavericks. I think that went 7 games, right? But, you know, if you're factoring in record, which it seems like the odds are with Tatum for the Celtics, Why is Booker, when the Suns are the best in the West record-wise, you get getting so much value? Chris Paul is old. He's injured. So he is basically carrying this team. And I'm like, this is interesting, right?
I think it is. I mean, he's averaging 29.55. I mean, it's not like he's only putting
up. He's better than last year. And he's getting no respect, which I think maybe as the season goes on, those odds will get shorter. But I just thought that was like head scratching that you could get such value on him.
Yeah, it's weird that he's behind Donovan Mitchell. I mean, he's every bit the player, if not better than Donovan Mitchell on a better team, right? Those two have similar kind of cases. They're really good all-star players on good teams, but Booker's better and on a better team or just as good of a player. It is, I think it's a good number, Aaron. I agree with you. And he's probably going to average close to 30 on a team that's going to win 50-something games. I trust them in the regular season, Joe. Forget the playoffs. It doesn't matter. They're going to win 50-something games. They're really good.
Yeah, I was kicking myself on that one. I should have played the Suns minus 5.5. I thought that was pretty obvious. Bulls are in the middle of their West Coast swing. And they're nowhere close. I mean, they started to turn things around recently in the last week, but Bulls are nowhere near that level. That number was way too short, 5.5, and that was proven correct. So the Celtics, if you look at that, like maybe they have the best record, but we're trying to figure out who's by far the best player. It would be Tatum. See, the Booker case is interesting because also in the past it was like, oh, there's a big three. Well, now Ayton's off the radar and all the stuff that happened in the offseason. And in the past, in recent years, it was you would hear people make a case for Chris Paul that maybe he's not the best player now, but he's the most valuable to the team. I don't think that exists anymore. It is easy to call out that the Suns' best player is Booker, and we know Jokic is not going to win it again. And who else in the West is in the mix? I mean, yes, Ja will enter the conversation at some point. His team's like a few games above 500. New Orleans off to a nice start. There's nobody in the mix on that team. And then I mentioned Denver, the second best record in the West. So it's like maybe right now, I'm not even looking at the odds. Where would you put it? I mean, Booker would be on the short list, right? He'd be there with Giannis and Tatum, right? And Booker. Mm-hmm. I mean, without even looking at the odds, and I don't know if they've been keeping up on this. Am I missing anybody?
That's what I'm thinking, too. I'm like, what am I missing here? Did I drink some
right
coffee?
Now, right, at BetMGM, it's Luka and Giannis at the top, along with Tatum. Yeah. Curry, Embiid, Mitchell, Durant, Morant, Jokic, Booker. Yeah, I mean, Booker should be higher. I agree.
So a lot of that is just priors. It's just where they had him in the market beforehand. So, I mean, statistically, Luka's doing great, but where are they right now? They're in the play-in. So, I mean, they would have to jump up significantly. So they're not going to overreact to, like, around 20 games or whatever. But, I mean, Steph, I don't see it. Now, Ja's down to 25, Joe G. Just saying.
My guy.
Your guy.
Big night last night. Yeah. Let's quickly, Paul had a note. Yeah, college basketball note.
It's a good look. That's a good look on Booker. By the way, I forgot what number Aaron said, but you can find it at 35 for Booker.
Yeah, that's the number she said. One college note, we're bringing back first 15 bets. There are a couple. I was looking at this last night.
Here we go.
So there's a nice game tonight, Creighton, Texas. That'll be fun to watch. A couple top teams. But yeah, first to 15 bets, looking at shorter dogs. Shoot the three well. I'm gonna test some things out, kind of in the beta phase, but I'll have a few of those later too.
I love this, the beta phase of college basketball betting. We're gonna have it all the kinks worked out by the time February and March roll around on BetQL Daily. Up next, Ian McMillan will join us. We'll talk some NFL and his standing, or his girlfriend's standing, in Joe O's Survivor Pool. That's next on the BetQL Network.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.